Ladies and gentlemen, my name is the Ultimate One, and you are now listening to The Real News. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a hopefully happy new year. As I stated before, my name is the Ultimate One, and I'm back with The Real News. We are going to get into some serious stories. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a hopefully happy new year. As I stated before, my name is the Ultimate One, and I'm back with The Real News. We are going to get into some serious stories. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff. The problem in this country is that police officers are under the assumption that black males are dangerous. Whether we're talking about Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, Akai Gurnley in the same state of New York, who was shot while in a darkened hallway of a public housing complex, or we're talking about Tamar Rice, who was simply playing with a pellet gun at a playground, or we're talking about an unarmed black man of Ramin Brisbane, who was shot because the police officer in that case mistook a pill bottle for a gun. How do you do that? How is it? What happened to shouting freeze? That's what I want to know. But in all, we're asked to be civil, as majority of protesters are civil, and we're not asked to condone the looting that went on in Ferguson, which nobody has. But you can't help, but I can't help but get fed up and tired of police misconduct and no one being held accountable for it. Now, in the Akai Gurnley case, you know, the Brooklyn district attorney said Friday that the case would be presented to the grand jury. But so far, the grand jury this year are 0-2. We're not winning in this. And that seems to be my frustration. Now, at first, I didn't want to talk about this story because, you know, I don't want to be the only podcast on the trending topics never to be such a downer. But I feel that this is something that must be talked about. How are we going to function or evolve as a society if a group of people in that same said society are treated with such disdain and blatant disregard of human decency? How are we supposed to learn from our mistakes if the people who are pointing out those mistakes are told to go home, shut up, or accused of race baiting? I'm sorry, but you don't clean your house by simply putting your dishes in the sink or stuffing all the clothes in the closet. No, you actually solve the problem. You demand that police wear body cameras, get training in how to deal with certain situations. Hell, it's working in Rialto, California. In its first year, it's seen a 90% drop in police complaints and a 60% drop in use of force. Also, let's stop using the false equivalence of black on black crime. I know it's at 90%, but there are other things to factor in with that as well. Because I hate to break it to you guys, white people are killing each other at an 83% rating. No, you actually have to get out and solve the problem. You have to demand that police treat black individuals better. You demand that they wear body cameras. Hell, it's working in Rialto, California. In its first year, it's seen a 90% drop in police complaints and a 60% drop in use of force. Also, we need to stop using the false equivalency of black on black crime, which is at 90%. And that's sad, but I hate to break it to you. Whites are killing each other at an 83% rate. So don't bring up the former unless you're willing to deal with the latter. Well, that was my two cents, and I'm gonna go ahead and take a musical break. But after that, I'm gonna talk about the defamation case against Glenn Beck and the wannabe king of Maricopa County, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Don't go anywhere, I'll be right back.
Toss me a light jacket. Hey, it's so sweet how I emerge. merge, making richy, glitchy, bougie people come party with us, kick it and spurge. So I'ma
should you free
and keep me a life jacket on, take the bitter with the sweet and keep my hookers in the street and keep
should you free.
Oh yeah, I'm on my way up to glory with this one this time, damn it, because I heard it's more there.
Should you free.
This can only be done by us, no begging pardon for us from me, turn it up one good time and get the money.
Should you free.
Oh my God, I'm quick like
aha, you love California for the gold, right?
No, the bronze.
Should you free.
Mr. Shit, I told you not to do today applies for every day, ho, get it straight now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Real News. And people out there listening, let me know if you like the little musical breaks that I'm going to be doing throughout the show. Or do you just want me to shut up and talk for an hour because you can care less about my taste in music? But if you do have any suggestions on, you know, songs I should play or songs of your own or songs that you like and you want to hear, last time I uploaded the show, I botched my own email, but this is the email. This is therealnews@gmail.com. All one word. Let me say that one more time. This is therealnews@gmail.com. You know, send your angry emails at me. Call me a liberal. I really don't care. I might read them on the air. But let's get into that story about Glenn Beck that I mentioned previously. From Reuters, the conservative commentator Glenn Beck failed to persuade a federal judge to dismiss a defamation lawsuit by a Saudi Arabian student who Beck repeatedly accused of involvement in and being the money man, for those with the enhanced radios, I did finger quotes, behind the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. U.S. District Judge Patty Sars in Boston on Tuesday said that Abdullah Rahim allegations easily permit an interference that Beck, his company The Blaze, and a distributor of his radio show were negligent towards him over Beck's comments. Abrahim, 21, had been a spectator near the marathon's finishing line on April 15, 2013, suffering minor injuries when two homemade pressure cooker bombs ripped through the crowd. He was later mentioned in news reports as federal authorities briefly investigated him and quickly concluded he had no involvement. This lawsuit claimed that Beck made repeated false statements about Abrahim on his radio show, including that he helped fund the bombing even after the probe was dropped. This story shows that right-wing radio is all hype, bluster, smoke and mirrors, and other things that says it's full of shit. Beck didn't care if this guy was cleared by investigators because he clearly needs a simple answer for his really simple audience. Because this is a 24-hour news cycle we live in, ladies and gentlemen. And when all the major networks are yelling first like it's a YouTube comment section, that leads to a lot of false leads. But in the case of Beck and this lawsuit, when all the other major networks cleared the guy and says, oh, mentioned that, okay, the investigators cleared the guy, Beck held on to it because Glenn Beck needs to be the I told you so guy. The guy's like, see, I had it all along and I knew it. All those other networks suck. I'm the best. Listen to me. That's Glenn Beck in a nutshell, and you can even throw in guys like Mark Levin and Alex Jones in that pod. And again, this is not how you do public opinion, because that's literally what you're doing right there. You're blaming a guy for something that when a proper investigation took place and they cleared him, oh, you didn't believe it because, well, he's from Saudi Arabia. He has to be the money man. That's just not how you do opinion, especially in instances like the Boston bombing, because this is the result of it. You're going to get sued. You're going to lose a lot of money. And again, that's a clear-cut case of defamation because, again, like I said, the investigators briefly investigated him and found out that, oh, he's just a student living here. And I believe the article said he was 21 and was living in Massachusetts and he was a student. And all of a sudden, in Glenn Beck's mind, that turned him into a Saudi prince who's funding homegrown terrorists. You can't cover that under the scope of opinion because he was stating it as if it was fact. that's why he's getting sued. And you know what? I seriously hope things like this continue. I seriously hope that, you know, guys who love to go on there and bluster about they have the guy, investigators, they're not doing their job, they're hiding this. I really do hope they get sued for defamation, because then it cleans up their act, or they can just go away. That's more room for guys like me who are giving you sound information, which I took a week and I study. I'm reading different articles and I'm doing all the study, and I'm making sure that when I come and present this information to you people, it's sound information. You can go and you can Google it. You can fact check it and be like, you can either tell me that I'm full of shit. But again, that would be all opinion, because I'm directly giving you the facts. But anyway, like I said, Glenn Beck,
Let's talk about America's goofiest sheriff, Joe Arpaio.
In a story from Reuters, a U.S. judge moved a step closer to pursue possible contempt charges against Arizona lawman Joe Arpaio on Thursday, accusing the Maricopa County sheriff of failing to follow court mandates in a 2007 racial profiling case. Last year, U.S. District Court Judge Murphy Snow ruled that deputies working for Arpaio, an 82-year-old who bills himself as America's toughest sheriff, racially profiled Latino drivers and held them for too long during traffic stops. Snow ordered that they stop, and he also appointed a court monitor to oversee the operations of the sheriff's office. On Thursday, the judge ordered that attorneys for Arpaio, Maricopa County, and the plaintiffs file court papers by January 8th on the issue of civil and criminal charges that they could be levied against the sheriff. Do you understand what just happened here? A U.S. District Court judge last year told him, hey, you need to stop doing that. Stop racial profiling. Don't pull over any Latino drivers unless there's a specific reason for it. And he blatantly ignored it. How is this guy still employed? That is my whole thing. How is this old fucking douchebag still has a job and he hasn't been ran out of town? I don't understand the people of Maricopa County. I really don't. And they elected him six times. This is not the worst of his atrocities. And I'm going to call him. That's what they are. In 2008 and again in 2010, he's been accused of having unconstitutional jail conditions. Arpaio routinely abused pretrial detainees at Maricopa County Jail by feeding them moldy bread, rotten fruit, and other contaminated food, housing them in cells so hot as to endanger their lives, denying them care for serious medical and mental health needs, and keeping them packed as tightly as sardines in holding cells for days at a time during intake. This is, if this was any other country, and this was, if this was any other country, if this was overseas, if they were doing this in Iraq or Saudi Arabia, the world would be outraged. But they're not when it comes to shit that we do. Now, what's his justification for this? He publicly stated that his jails are meant as places for punishment, and the inhabitants are all criminals. Most jail inmates are pre-trial detainees who are considered innocent until proven guilty. Wait a minute. I thought they were places for criminals and they're being punished because they're criminals. You just contradicted yourself, asshat. Doesn't stop there. His improper clearance of Maricopa County Sheriff Office cases. Under our pile, the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office may have improperly cleared as many as 70% of cases without arrest or proper investigation. The Sheriff's Office failed to properly investigate serious crimes like the rape of a 14-year-old girl by classmates, the rape of a 15-year-old girl by two strangers. These cases were exponentially cleared without investigation or even identifying a suspect in one case, which are not in accordance with the FBI standards for acceptable clearance. In the case of the 14-year-old girl, the case was closed within a month before DNA testing was even complete. The 13-year-old's, because her mother did not want to pursue this investigation. What mother doesn't want to pursue an investigation of a rape of her daughter? This guy needs to be in jail for the stuff that he's done. But again, why isn't the country outraged
by this tyrant, this wannabe king of Maricopa County. Because that's what he is. He's the wannabe king of Maricopa County. He's, oh, I could do whatever I want because people like me. People also like iPhones, but I don't want them to be the only phone that you can buy. You need to resign your position as soon as possible. Again, this guy is a joke, and he needs to be reined in. And if he does go to jail under contempt charges, I don't think that's enough. I don't think that's enough. I think he needs to be stripped of his duties. Well, I'm going to go ahead and take another musical break here, and when we come back, I got some more stories to discuss with you. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Have a baby by me, baby, you might not get a meal, but I won't do you the way that Rockefeller did a meal, cause they stick me with the bill like I'm married to Camille, and he be making promises that yet to be fulfilled, so there's a misdiagnosis, he ain't really ill, wake up from the hypnosis, he ain't really real, cause how you supposed to chill, let alone fall in love, and his check is tiny as the girl who grows scrubs, so when I'm in the club celebrating with my guys, they call me the swatter anytime I stop by, cause I kill him with the press, so they drop them like flies, and I got some high lines that'll throw you off your game. Like Briscoe in the barbershop, the flow's off the chain. And ever since my name started popping up at newsstands, right after my show, I get approached by a newsstand. Because my new jam play everywhere I go. So they fighting over the kid like I'm Debbie Rowe. When I bet you every hole that I left back at home, with my Caesar under a sheet, like we back in Rome. And it's funny how they used to say that I'm a bag of bones. But now for a Gucci bag, they coming back to moan. So if it's all about money, send the translator home, cause now you speak in my language like Rosetta Stone, cause everything I own I had to trap for that, cause the iPhone doesn't make an app for that, so when I pull up to the party in that black on black, you should say a star's born and give me that for that, or otherwise you might get clapped for that.
You're taking shorty out the party, hope she good to me, yeah, cause all of that sound good to me, good music's in the building and the place to be, yeah, all of that sound good to me, we getting money all night. What? We get money all night, yup. We get money all night. What? What? If all of that sound good to me, and I know they probably mad I brought the hood with me. Yeah, but all of that sound good to me. It's good music in the building and the place to be. Yeah, and all of that sound good to me. We get money all night. What? We get money all night, yup. We get money all night. What? What? And all of that sounds good to me.
And once I say microphone checker, 1-2 checker, they gon' give me that Becky like they real name Rebecca.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to The Real News. And after all that heartbreaking and serious news, I'm about to give you some silly shit in the news. Listen to this clip of a 70-year-old woman who just got banned from playing bingo.
A 70-year-old New Mexico woman is banned from her local bingo hall, and she is fighting mad about it. Here's News 13's Gabrielle Burkhart with why the woman is banned and what she's doing to fight it.
I enjoy playing bingo. What is there else to do?
Evangeline Shellen says she's played bingo at the Fraternal Order of Eagles Club in Alamogordo since 1985. But in January 2013, a supervisor called her into the office.
It's indefinite. I cannot attend Eagles bingo.
She says management told her they'd received letters from people saying she'd been driving erratically in the parking lot. Shellen denies the accusation and says she's never been shown any evidence of wrongdoing.
I was hurt, of course. You know, I was hurt, and I'm still hurt because I don't think it's right.
Since the ban, she's written letters in an attempt to get answers, both to the club and to the Attorney General's office. The AG's office responded, saying it can't force the club to allow her back in. Shellen says the supervisor that kicked her out no longer works here, and she doesn't understand why nearly 2 years later she's still not allowed back in. We reached out to the club, but a supervisor wouldn't comment, saying it's a private matter. The only correspondence Shellen received from the Eagles is from 2013, saying we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone, and the decision stands. The club is private, but they allow the public to play bingo.
What am I? Am I not public?
Since she's retired, Shellen says bingo has been a social outlet. She feels her rights are being violated.
I mean, we're retirees. We don't have nothing to do but go to the bingo. If somebody's got something against me, tell me to my face.
Gabrielle Burkhart, KRQE News 13.
Now, Shellen maintains the club never showed her proof that she did anything wrong. The club told us off camera that there is more to this story, but they refused.
The reason why I think they refused to elaborate is because it's probably all bullshit and it's easily, people can easily see through it. If anything, she was probably winning a lot and they couldn't keep affording to pay her $750 in winnings. But at the same time, they are a private club. They are allowed to do that. And the attorney general was right. He can't force them to take her back or to unban her. But this goes to show, and I argue about this with libertarians all the time, you can't let the free market dictate everything. Look how a woman who is a retiree and she just wants to be at a place where it's, who's ever heard of this place, Alamogordo, that's the name, Alamogordo. It's a rural area, and that's probably the only place where people socially gather. So to ban somebody for that for any reason, come on, they have to, I think they at least have to give her a reason why they banned her. But again, it's their club, their rules, they can do whatever they want. But in the end, they all look like dicks anyway. But in the end, the attorney general is right. They're a private club and they can ban whoever they want. But in the end, to me, you all look like a bunch of assholes for doing it. In the next story, let's talk about sex. In particular, loud sex. A woman by the name of Carolyn Cartwright, 53, of Sutherland, England, is so noisy with her husband of 38 years that a British judge in 2010 ordered her to keep it down because neighbors complained. Now speaking out about the controversy on Wednesday, she discussed her lusty legal problems on ASOB and Proud, a TV special on Channel 5, a British TV network. ASOB stands for Antisocial Behavior Order.
But in our Asbo Nation, it's not all about young tearaways.
We didn't have sex in the kitchen, did we?
No.
Caroline Cartwright was given a 4-year Asbo for making too much noise in the bedroom department with Steve, her husband of more than 30 years.
You couldn't keep your hands off me, could you?
Right. You wish.
Sometimes it's hot and heated.
It's probably me, isn't it, more than you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my legs.
Caroline lives in Tyne and Wear, next to a neighbour who couldn't stand the noise.
This is where it all happened.
What's left of it?
What's left of it.
It was a different bed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We broke that one, I think, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We had a metal headboard on the bed then, and that used to bang on the wall.
There's no carpet, so when you have sex, the bed goes back and forward.
And obviously, if you get to a point where you might be making a lot of noise or the bed's banging on the wall, then you don't stop, do you? As far as I'm concerned, that's what you should be doing. Just relax, go with the flow. It's not like I'm having sex and I suddenly think to myself, oh, God, I'm making too much noise, I better be quiet.
I mean, we had the police to our house 30 times in 1 year.
Conditions of the Asbo were, was it not to... I wasn't supposed to make, what was it? Excessive, that was it, an excessive noise that could be heard inside a neighbouring property or outside. And I just said, I guess I'm going to get arrested then.
Caroline was arrested, and she even ended up in jail.
In fact, we were actually having sex when they came to arrest me, I think, probably, I think.
Well, you just finished.
Have we?
Okay, two things on this story. I would say to a couple, okay, that's great. You've been married for 38 years, and it's great to see that you guys are still having sex. Nobody else wants to hear it. Nobody else wants that thought in their head that you, that two 53-year-old people are getting laid. So I would say at least be aware next time that you are being loud if a neighbor comes complaining, because... Look, they're trying to sleep. They got work in the morning. They got things they have to do. And the last thing they need is two people banging it out next to them. to the police and the British government. Stop giving these people these really silly, just stupid charges. Okay, they were loud and the police was called out. Who gives a fuck? You couldn't tell her to keep the noise down? You had to arrest her and give her this, it's called an ASPO, antisocial behavior order. You had to give her this and drag her into court and put her in jail? You know how many murders you could be trying to solve in that time? How many real criminals you could be locking up that's taking up that jail space that you gave to her because she was having sex too loud? Now, I get, like I said, I get the neighbors calling the police and being a little upset because they got shit to do and they don't want the image of, again, two 53-year-old people fucking next door and being loud about it. But you can't be the government and say and try to dictate social behaviors. Yes, people have loud sex. It shouldn't be against the law. Again, I think the neighbors were justified in this. The couple are dicks, but they didn't deserve to go to jail. And the British government is being a fucking asshole when they do this. Well, I thank you guys for listening this week. I will see you guys next week. Peace. Two checker, they gon' give me that Becky like they real name Rebecca. Cause when I drive through like I'm ordering from Checkers, you bet I get it jumping like a board full of checkers. And I ain't these half steppers that ain't about they B.I. So when they fold the pressure, it ain't hard to see why. I feel this like Peyton when he's rooting for Eli. I'm hoping little brother get back in the-